Next week, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department will begin a series of public meetings gathering public input on the rules and regulations the department will use to manage wolves in the state. The rules will be finalized by the Game and Fish Commission in April. Joining us now is the Chief Game Warden Brian Nesbitt and the Department Director Scott Talbot. Mr. Talbot reminds us how we got to this point.
I guess we'll start back when wolves were actually delisted in 2008. The department, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, had management authority over wolves and state control over wolves for a very, very short period of time. If you'll recall, that was only about a two-month window. There was litigation, and the service relisted wolves under the Endangered Species Act. Since that time, there's been a lot of work that was done, and most recently, Governor Mead met with Secretary Salazar last July, and they came up with some points of agreement on issues that needed to be resolved to move the issue forward. That required the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission to update their plan. They did that last September. The second portion of that was that the Wyoming legislature modify some statutory provisions that were in Game and Fish statutes and in Title 23. As you're aware, that was accomplished about 10 days ago when the legislature adjourned and the governor signed that bill. Now we are looking at adopting some regulations. Chapter 21, which is a regulation governing the management of wolves in Wyoming, and moving forward also with Chapter 47, which will be a hunting regulation for wolves.
Brian Nesbitt with us as well. Brian, let's talk a little bit about how these rules might look and sort of how you see this whole thing playing out. If we could first start off with maybe the most controversial part of this to some people, the hunting aspect.
The commission hasn't adopted these regulations yet. They won't adopt these regulations until the end of April. But as they're proposed right now, we would foresee managing wolves fairly similar to how we manage mountain lions and black bears, in that there would be 12 hunt areas around the northwest part of the state in the Wolf Trophy Game Management Area. And within those hunt areas, there would be designated quotas. And so people that wanted to hunt wolves would purchase a license, just as they would for a black bear or a mountain lion, would call a hotline on the day that they were going to hunt and ensure that the quota had not been met and that the season was still open, and that then they would be able to hunt wolves. The requirement in the proposed regulation would be that hunters that harvested a wolf would have to report that harvest within 24 hours by phone, and then actually present the wolf carcass within 5 days, so that the Game and Fish Department can maintain a count, if you will, towards that quota, so that we ensure that when the quota is reached and met, we can close the season for those individual hunt areas in northwest Wyoming in the Trophy Game Management Area.
There are people that have expressed some concern to me that I wanted to ask you about trapping and that type of thing. Well, how much of that will be allowed?
Right now, we haven't proposed a trapping season. Certainly, that's something that we would look at down the road. But for this first year, we haven't proposed a trapping season.
Could you, in just getting off the hunting aspect, much has been made of this conversation of wolves could be shot on sight outside of the management area. What about that? I mean, are there going to be any rules and regs in place for that?
Well, essentially, those wolves, which in Wyoming are very few of our total wolf population, we're only talking about a small segment, 15% approximately, or even less of the wolves that currently exist in Wyoming exist in that trophy game, outside of that trophy game management area in the predator area. And essentially, those wolves would be in an unmanaged status, a status similar to other species that are designated as predators in Wyoming, like coyotes. As far as impacts on the wolf population, as we've calculated and developed recommendations for total human caused mortality for wolves, we have taken those impacts from wolves that would most likely be taken in the predator area. We've used that in our calculation to ensure that we don't exceed the minimum thresholds that we've committed to in the points of agreement with the service recovery goals and in the terms of agreement between the governor and the service.
What do you anticipate exactly, Brian, the reduction to be? Am I right about saying there's roughly a little over 350 or around that area wolves right now? Where do you end up believing that you should be for a proper management level?
Well, we certainly want to be, and we've committed to be, far above the minimum recovery criteria or the number of breeding pairs and total number of wolves that we've committed to managing for in the state. And those two numbers are 10 breeding pairs and 100 wolves in the state of Wyoming outside of Yellowstone Park in the Wind River Reservation. Our goal with this first season is to be able to manage wolves to a level above, quite a ways above that level. You know, we're looking at an end population somewhere around 200 wolves. You know, at least 15 breeding pairs or potentially even more in this first hunting season.
Obviously, there's some political pressure here, and there's a lot of people watching. And I'm curious, how worried are you that we might have people breaking the rules, vendetta killings of wolves, for the lack of a better term, where this maybe would have to have you back off on hunting licenses, that kind of thing?
Certainly there is, with all game species, a certain level of illegal take, and I don't anticipate that that's going to be a significant problem. Certainly Idaho and Montana have not documented that with wolf populations that far exceed the levels that we have here in Wyoming. So our enforcement people will keep a keen eye on that, and we'll address that issue and also monitor that as we move forward. But I don't anticipate that that's going to be a significant issue.
You've got a number of public hearings around the state prior to this Game and Fish meeting in April. What are you hoping to hear from folks?
You know, this is really a final check and a final opportunity for the public to let us know what they think about these wolf regulations and ensure that they feel good about the plan that we've put in place or that we propose to put in place to manage wolves once they're delisted.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Again, Scott Talbot and Brian Nesbitt, nice chatting with you, and good luck as you move forward, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.